Alfalfa is the fourth most widely grown crop in the United States. Farmers harvested 8.5 million hectares last year. The case being argued before the Supreme Court involves a genetically modified variety of alfalfa designed by the seed and biotech company Monsanto to grow even when farmers spray it with a chemical that kills weeds. The U.S. Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, or APHIS, approved the crop in 2005, but Doug Gurian-Sherman with the environmental group the Union of Concerned Scientists says APHIS should have taken a closer look.
From what I can see, APHIS really did not do due diligence under these regulations. It was so far from doing what it was supposed to be doing.
Gurian-Sherman says APHIS should have looked more closely in particular at the risk of cross-contamination. Organic alfalfa farmers contend they could lose money if wind-blown pollen from their neighbor's GM alfalfa were to contaminate their crop, because buyers would no longer consider their alfalfa organic. An organic seed company took Monsanto to court over the issue. It won an injunction forcing the GM seeds off the market until APHIS does a full environmental impact study. Monsanto appealed, saying the experts at APHIS knew what they were doing when they approved the crop without the study. The largest U.S. farmers organization, the American Farm Bureau Federation, agrees. It says the lower court's injunction creates uncertainty that hurts farmers who grow GM crops.
If I plant this in the ground, is a court 3 years down the road going to come and mess everything up and tell me I can't do it anymore? That costs money, just like it costs the organic farmers money if there's cross-contamination.
Quist notes that the organic seed company didn't have to present any evidence that it was actually harmed before the court issued the injunction. The case was brought under a federal environmental law that she says some courts are interpreting too loosely.
When those lawsuits are filed, harm is presumed. It's just automatic. If you get to file a lawsuit and you get this extraordinary remedy without having to show the requisite level of harm, and that really needs to stop.
The case has attracted attention from other groups, including the petroleum, home building, and pesticide industries, that believe the environmental law has gone too far. Along with the Farm Bureau, officials of those industries have written to the Supreme Court backing Monsanto in the lawsuit. On the other hand, the organic seed company's backers include the Humane Society, the Natural Resources Defense Council, and the Union of Concerned Scientists. That group's Doug Gurian-Sherman says the ability of citizens' groups to question the decisions of regulators is one of American democracy's important checks and balances.
If the court moves towards choking off some of those checks and balances in the form of the public's ability to challenge an agency, I think that would have some chilling effect on the operation of science in our democracy.
The Supreme Court is expected to decide the case in June. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.